Greetings, KBNF listeners. My name is Philip Verdon, and I'm an amateur astronomer in Lake City. I came to this beautiful mountain town in 1973. On my first camping trip, I awoke in the middle of the night and went outside my tent. I looked up in the sky and was stunned to see more stars than I'd ever seen before. Since I grew up in a large city in Texas, I had never seen the Milky Way galaxy. That first-time experience launched me into a passion to learn more about the wonders of the night sky. Since that time, I've been able to hold stargazing sessions for the public at the Windy Point Overlook near Lake City for 4 decades. Unfortunately, over the years, I have witnessed an increasing glow emitting from towns located on the western slope of the state. Although Lake City has some light pollution, I realize that with more people moving into our area, I needed to do something to protect our beautiful night skies so that future generations can enjoy what I've been so lucky to experience. In 2018, I visited the International Dark Sky Association's office in Tucson, Arizona, to see what I could possibly do to assist with preventing light pollution in Colorado and, of course, Lake City. They gave me a wealth of information, and in 2019, we began a process with Lake City's Lake Fork Valley Conservancy. That process led to our seeking a dark sky designation, Conservancy's Earth and Sky Park, south of Lake City. Together, we were able to complete the IDA's application, and in the fall of 2020, we received the great news that we had been approved as a dark sky park, one of only 250 in the world at that time. That designation has been an immense help to garner momentum and support from the citizens and visitors to our area. We are now working with the United States Forest Service on a special use permit to operate a light pollution-free area near Slum Gully and Pass, south of Lake City, on Highway 149. Additionally, we have worked with the Town of Lake City and Lake City DIRT. Lake City DIRT is an organization supporting economic sustainability for Lake City, to raise funds to change the town's 24 outdoor light fixtures with shields and dark sky friendly bulbs. This will direct light downward rather than up. Those new light fixtures will be installed by Gunnison County Electric this summer. From June 7th through the 11th, we will hold our first ever Starfest to celebrate Lake City's starry skies and gather other dark sky advocates and interested folks from the Western Slope, the San Luis Valley, and throughout Colorado to see what more can be done to assure our precious night skies can be enjoyed by future generations. Unfortunately, light pollution is getting worse around the world, so taking action is critical to turning things around. For more information on the Lake City Starfest, please go to lakecitystarfest.com. Thanks everyone for listening, and remember, you can do your part to help prevent light pollution by turning off your lights at night and turning on the beautiful night sky. Western Slope Skies is produced by the Black Canyon Astronomical Society and KBNF Community Radio. This feature was written by and voiced by Philip Bird.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.